T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
FM News Talk 97.1 On Demand Audio.
We're going to shift gears here and go to our guest, Illinois Policy Institute's Bryce Hill, a research analyst there. Bryce, thanks for coming on with us today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. We've been looking at the Governor Pritzker's progressive income tax pitch. He's consistently trying to utilize this as an opportunity to, you know, stand on solid ground supporting the middle class and saying that folks like J.B. Pritzker can pay more and pay their fair share. But according to this research done with the Illinois Policy Institute involved, that with the promised spending that J.B. Pritzker wants to implement along with this progressive income tax, the typical Illinois family is going to see an income tax hike between $2,500 and $3,500. I don't think that's what Illinois taxpayers need to be hearing.
Absolutely not. And you're definitely right. With all the governor's proposed spending, it would likely mean middle-class tax hikes, particularly in your area, to go up by around $3,000, as you said. So I think that this whole messaging of we're giving people a tax cut, I really have an issue with it. And really what he's trying to do is get a blank check for his spending promises. And when he needs to cash that check, it's going to be the middle class paying the bill.
Yeah, for sure. You know, when you look at IllinoisPolicy.org, they have some easy-to-consume graphs up there that talks about, here's what J.B. Pritzker is proposing. There are 6 tax brackets that are on the table, from $0 to $10,000, the first tax bracket at 4.75%, but then all the way up to $1 million and up earners at just short of 8% to accommodate this progressive income tax. Now, that's a pretty significant increase from where those earners would be right now with the flat tax, but none of these projected income tax percentages take into account all of the things that the governor wants to increase spending on. And the scariest number I'm looking at right now is for people who earn, you know, right in the middle of the pack here, families that have income up to between $100,000 and $250,000 a year, which would include a lot of middle class individuals who maybe have small businesses. That, with the spending included with J.B. Pritzker, those income tax rates over 10%. That is going to be a shock to middle-class Illinoisans.
Absolutely. And like you said, many of these small businesses are going to be hit with a tax hike. Right now, small businesses are creating 60% of all the new jobs in Illinois. We have 270,000 people who are out of work right now. If we really want to do something for the middle class and those striving to get to the middle class, we need to make it easier for them to find jobs. And hitting small businesses and people who are creating jobs with a 10% tax rate is not the way to do it. Illinois is already struggling, and they're lagging the rest of the nation in terms of job creation, and they're one of the least friendly environments for small businesses, and this is just going to make things worse.
The progressive income tax, as J.B. Pritzker has proposed it right now, in this moment, if it were to pass, and the solutions that he says goes along with it, does the setup the way J.B. Pritzker has it right now, does that solve the current spending deficit that we have in the state of Illinois, you know, setting aside all of the massive pension problems that we have to address, just the difference right now that we have in budget?
No. So his spending plan, he claims that it's going to raise $3.4 billion. But the numbers just don't add up. When you look at the most recent IRS data, his plan is going to only raise about $2.4 to $1.4 billion additional dollars. So he's not even going to be raising enough money to close the current structural deficit, let alone finance any of his additional spending or do things like pay off the bill backlog. And what he's proposed isn't really a solution. He doesn't take a look at any of the state's cost drivers that have gotten us here. All he looks at is how to get more revenue. So until we look at things like amending the pension clause in the Constitution and reining in the growth of future benefits, until we look at things like addressing the costs of government retiree health care, or until we look at things like how can we more efficiently spend our education dollars and prioritize the classroom, we're not really going to see anything other than what Illinoisans have seen for the past 10 years, which is all we need is one more tax hike and then things are going to be solved. And then, you know, we don't get a temporary income tax hike, we get a permanent one.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're looking to get a permanent progressive income tax hike that is bound to leave middle-class families paying more.
Yeah, it is something to behold, and people need to make sure that they are seeing how this progressive income tax would affect them. I know the governor has put out a calculator that you can go to that we've been reporting on today, suggesting to go there and see how it would affect them. Do you have any comments on the governor's calculator versus the charts that is available to you, that are available to you on IllinoisPolicy.org?
Sure. So the governor's calculator are what he's proposed. But that doesn't account for any of his additional spending. It's not enough to close the structural deficit. Like I was saying, the numbers just simply don't add up. So whatever, you know, small tax hike or tax cut that he is trying to say that 97% of Illinoisans are going to get is just not an actual representation of the fiscal situation in Springfield.
But it's called the Fair Tax Calculator. I mean, that's what he named it, so
yeah.
It can't not be that, right?
Absolutely. You know he wants that messaging of fairness and getting 97% of Illinois a tax cut. But unfortunately for the governor, that's just not the way that things can work out based on the numbers. It's simply going to be impossible to do all the things that he said, can pay for all of his promises that he's made on the back of his progressive income tax, and get these rates passed through. There's not even any legislation right now that has his rates in it. He admitted in his press conference yesterday that these are the rates that he said he would like to see, but that it's not a done deal because it has to be passed through the General Assembly, and there's nobody that's introduced rates into the General Assembly. So we don't even know if these are the final rates. And once we do have a bill, those rates are surely not going to be written into the Constitution. So we're going to be giving up our constitutional protection right now for rates that can be easily changed through a majority vote in the General Assembly later.
Year to year, would that be something that whenever they propose a budget, they'll be able to also include a tax increase, or as they did a couple years ago when they made that tax increase permanent that Rauner had said that he was going to let sunset, it comes back into play. Once it gets on the ballot, if the people of Illinois elect to vote in favor of the progressive income tax, how frequently could we see those rates change?
You could technically see them change in any given year. But I would like to say that, you know, this is not a done deal by any stretch of the imagination. We already have at least one Democrat right now from down in your area. Representative Costello has already committed to be against the progressive income tax. Representative Bristow and Stewart in District 111 and 112, they said that they have not made their mind up on a vote and that they wanted to hear from their constituents and to see how this proposal is going to impact their constituents. So I would strongly urge your listeners to reach out to them and let them know politely that, you know, you can't accept a progressive income tax because it's going to lead to future tax hikes.
Yeah.
So I don't think this is going to get on the ballot just yet. We don't know if it's going to come down to voters. It's still very much up for debate in the General Assembly, so we do have a lot of hope there.
Okay. Well, we're going to continue to follow that, and we will definitely encourage our listeners to contact their representatives and have their voices be heard. It's absolutely wonderful advice, and we will certainly follow that. Bryce, thank you for coming on today. It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Online at IllinoisPolicy.org and on Twitter at IllinoisPolicy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.